Okay, here we are today on Submarine Rock. Today we're going to do an activation to really align our awareness and the spirit of our physical bodies with the red rocks and also with the grid system of the planet. The Christ grid of the planet. So we're going to do some grid work today, as well as to bring forth any ancient memories of our connections with the Red Rocks, not only with Sedona, but other vortex areas upon the planet. So let us together close our eyes. Palms facing upwards if possible. And we're going to begin to relax the body through the breath. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So when we breathe in, we're going to breathe in that pure life force energy. Not only from your environment, but from prime source. And breathe it deeply into the body, allowing the cells and the organs, your nervous system, your endocrine system, to interact with this vital life force energy. And as we exhale through the mouth, just simply let go of any and all tension in the body-mind. We've called forth the power of the wind as a messenger and the birds. And the clouds. So we're going to call forth the spirit of submarine rock, as well as the chapel area vortex. The two nuns, the Madonna and Christ Child, and the Indian chief, as well as the spirit of Twin Buttes, Airport Mesa Vortex, Sailboat, the Sphinx in Soldiers Pass Canyon, and the spirit of this beautiful mesa that surrounds much of Sedona. We're also going to call forth the ancients, First Nation elders that used to pilgrimage here in ancient times to hold ceremony, to hold prayers for the earth. So, as we continue to breathe deeply, begin to let go of this physical world, the world of duality, the world of contrast, letting go of the mind, letting go of the emotions, letting go of even your physical body. Feeling the power of the singing birds. As you continue to breathe through your body, allow your awareness to sink deeply into the rocks. Feel and imagine wherever you are that you are sitting on top of a submarine rock. And your body's beginning to experience the power and magnificence of this beautiful rock formation. Become aware of the crystal energy that is embedded throughout this region, the crystal power that is beginning to magnetize and to magnify your level of awareness. Allowing the messengers to bring you that which you need to hear. Allowing awareness to sink deeper into the womb of Mother Earth. Envision now that you're sensing your awareness, you're placing your awareness in the center of this matrix. That is connecting from where you are to the different vortex areas in Greater Sedona, Boynton Canyon, Dole Mountain, Airport Mesa, Bell Rock, Cathedral Rock, West Fork in Oak Creek Canyon, Thunder Mountain, Chimney Rock, Sugarloaf, and there are some pyramid sites in this area. There's also Castle Rock Vortex. There is the pyramid structure off of Red Rock Loop Road. Coxcomb. Long Canyon, Fay Canyon. The Birthing Cave. All of these are connected through this good work. We're going to bring forth a cleansing vibration for this grid system. So simply be a clear and perfect channel for the power of the light to move through this vortex matrix, which will also connect to Haleakala Crater on Maui, will connect to Hawaii Island, will connect to Mount Shasta, to Lake Louise in Canada, to Uluru in Australia, also connecting to the mountains outside of Flagstaff. Simply allow the cleansing rays to move through this matrix, clearing away all dense vibrations. And helping this grid system to restore back to its original intent and vibration. Receiving the messages from the wind. Okay, now let's bring our focus back to center. We're going to call forth the ancients. The Hopi, Anasazi, Cherokee, Navajo, Yavapai. All those tribes that used to come here for ceremony. Let us begin to remember our connection with the First Nation people, with the land. Open up the crown, open up the throat, the heart, the base of the spine, keeping your feet chakras and hand chakras open. Allowing yourself to remember so that you can begin to raise your vibration effortlessly and gently into your next octave of expression here on the earth plane as well as in the spiritual worlds. Allow the wind to help take you there. Allow the power of the wind to remove any veils upon your third eye, around your heart chakra, over your crown, and below your feet. Breathe in the power to remember. Now, as we have cleaned, facilitated the cleansing of this grid system, also allow cleansing of your personal grid system, your magnetic field in your body, which will also include your chakra system and any upgrades that you are now ready to receive. We're going to do a vertical alignment now with the sun. And the axis of the earth. Bringing awareness now from the center of the head to the base of your spine. Take a deep breath through the spine. Now begin to breathe in clarity through your nervous system. Through your mental body. Bringing balance to your emotional body. Okay, let's breathe in the power of the sun now to all cells in the body. Allowing your spine to recalibrate with the new axis of the earth. And your crown chakra to align with the solar flares from our central sun. and with the greater photon energies of this universe and galaxy. Now, gently coming back to the body, allowing all that has been offered to continue to run in the background of your life as needed until complete. Take another deep breath, coming back to the awareness of your physical body and submarine rock here in Sedona. We give our gratitude and thanks to the ancients, to the elements of Mother Earth, to the messengers, to the guides, to the spirit of Sedona. We receive your healing power in our bodies. We thank you for the gifts that have been offered today. We send our blessings to you, the Earth, to the Christ grid, to the greater ascension process for all of humanity, the solar system, universe, and galaxy. Blessings from Sedona.